This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Gary G. Hebert. G-A-R-Y, middle initial J-H-E-B-E-R-T. Date of birth 08/04/1952. Date of appointment October 8, 2025. Requesting a physician Nicolas Fusella, NICOLASFUSELLA. Dear Dr. Fusella, I have the pleasure of seeing Gary Hebert today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 73-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who is having restless leg syndrome for 30 years. He is using Pramipexole 1 mg PO daily and Gabapentin 300 mg 3 tablet 3 times daily. As per the patient, this regime is not working anymore. At night, he jerks. There is no creeping, crawling sensation in the leg. He does not have any pain, numbness, or tingling. His legs are tender. He is having tremors for 3 years on and off. Only right upper extremity and his head moves. He had a long-term inpatient EEG done, which was normal. Tremors last 3 to 4 seconds, maximum up to 30 seconds. It does not involve the left side. Sometimes happen during sleep. EEG and EMG of the upper and lower extremity is done. He took ropinirol before. Past medical history. GERD. Arthritis. Ataxia. History of deep vein thrombosis. Eczema. Neoplasm of the prostate, neoplasm of the colon, essential hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, hyperkalemia, insomnia, leg edema, depression, carpal tunnel syndrome, asthma, morbid obesity, sleep apnea, obstructive neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy, restless leg syndrome, allergy, amoxicillin, erythromycin, vancomycin, codeine, macrolide, medications, omeprazole, Tylenol, ipratropium, albuterol, pramipexole 1 mg twice a day, lactobacillus, atenolol, Celebrex 200 mg twice a day, magnesium, nitrostate, probiotic, atorvastatin 40 mg, linezolid, fluoxetine 20 mg, albuterol, Spiriva, gabapentin, multivitamin, levofloxacin, social history, does not smoke cigarette, drinks 2 to 3 times per week, 1 glass of wine or beer. Married, live with his wife, have 1 daughter. Family history, mother disease with kidney problem, father disease, some arterial blockage, 1 sister and 1 brother. Brother has diabetes and leukemia. Review of the system. I personally read the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he has a restless leg syndrome and right upper and extremity movement and head. Anxiety, physical examination. Blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is, please rewrite again, above line, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremity is present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes, upper extremity 2 over 4, lower extremity 1 over 4, plantar responses, flexor, sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet, gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan, 73-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem, number 1. Restless leg syndrome, number 2. Benign movement of the right upper extremity and head, probably tics. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to discontinue the pramipexole and starting Sinem at 10 over 101 PO daily. I can increase the dose if it will work for him. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. At that time, I might change gabapentin to Lyrica. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.